So the theme of Jesus' sayings today is prayer. First, we hear Jesus giving the version of the Our Father that's found in Luke's Gospel. After his disciples ask him to teach them how to pray, he gives them the words to pray. And then he tells this little parable that makes a different point. It's meant to be funny. There's this guy whose friend shows up in the middle of the night. He doesn't have anything to offer him, so he goes to the next door. He goes to his next door neighbor and is knocking on the door saying, you know, I have a visitor and I don't have anything to give them. And the guy yells down, he says, we're in bed. I'm not giving you anything. And then Jesus says, if he doesn't give them the bread because of their friendship, he will give him the bread if he knocks long enough. He's persistent in his knocking at the door. And so what's Jesus's point? It's persistence in prayer. If we have a need, we shouldn't just ask for it on Monday. We should ask for it on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. We should keep asking God for what we need. Jesus says in the gospel today, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. I'm always surprised when, and this happens pretty often when I'm having a meaningful conversation with someone and they talk about this deep need that they have in their life, a need for healing, a need for forgiveness, a need for patience, material needs. And I'll ask, well, do you ask God for that? And they'll look at me like I'm the crazy one. But Jesus makes it so clear. And it's the enemy, the devil, who wants us to think that we ought not ask God for what we need. We ought not have this need, or we ought not bother God with this need. Those thoughts have nothing to do with the gospel. They're simply the enemy trying to get us to stay away from God, to avoid God, to think that God doesn't want to be bothered with our problems, because the opposite is true. God loves to be bothered with our problems. That's why he sent his son Jesus, to take on our humanity, to take on our neediness, all of our human need he wants to take on. And Jesus is the proof of that. So Jesus today tells us to ask for what we need and to ask persistently. So I try to do this, and I'm surprised, I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm surprised at how often God grants me what I need, even in seemingly miraculous ways, where I'm asking for something and then suddenly it shows up. And it's so clearly it was him who's giving it. I also think of the many people to whom I ministered, that they've prayed and prayed for an intention. Maybe there was someone very sick. They prayed for a healing, or someone looks like they're in danger of dying, so they pray for a healing. And I know many families whose prayers seem not to have been answered, who prayed for something persistently, and God didn't give them what they desired. So maybe this is, if someone's experienced this, going to God sincerely and persistently with this intention and then it didn't come to fruition, that might be a reason why someone would shy away from asking. If they've had the experience of asking and not getting what they needed, and so they just stop asking for things. There's a man who came into my life within the past year who had COVID and very badly and has suffered a lot of lingering health effects since then that have made work very difficult. And so even though he's been working at the same place for many years, loves his job, his employer, his coworkers, is still more or less able to do the job, it was just these health problems that caused some difficulties in the workplace. And so he was afraid that he was going to lose his job. So he was asking me, please, please pray that I don't lose my job. So I prayed, and we prayed together a number of times. Please, God, give him what he desires. Let him keep his job. And what happened? He lost his job. So what are we supposed to make of this when Jesus tells us so clearly to ask for what we need, to be confident in God, and then when we don't get what we need, what does our faith say about this? What are we supposed to think about that? So Jesus says something at the end of this passage that I think is really important. He says, what father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? So we could throw this out to you parents. If your child asks for something good, would you give them something bad in return or harmful for them? If they ask you for a good thing, are you gonna slap their wrist? So the obvious answer is no. Nobody does that. Only a psychopath does that. So, but at the same time, a parent, you as parents know that when your child asks for a thing that's good in and of itself, you know what's best for them, and so you don't always give them what they ask for. So for instance, if your child asks for a jelly donut after Mass today, maybe you'll happily give it to them, but let's say it's 2 hours later and you're about to eat dinner and they ask for a jelly donut. Well then, a good parent says, no, you can't have a jelly donut right now. Why? Because I want you to eat healthy food. So a good parent is able to discern what their child really needs. And so when they ask for something, then they're able to say yes or no, it's not good for you right now. But a parent would never give a bad thing instead of a good thing, but rather a parent might simply withhold the good thing because it's better to withhold the good thing than to give it. So this analogy of parenthood is really important, I think, because Jesus calls God our Father a number of times in this passage. This is the prayer that he gives his disciples to pray. It begins with the words, Father, our Father. So we not only have a God in heaven, but we have a God who reveals himself to be our Father. Jesus says, if you who are wicked, in other words, if you who are weak sinners, like I am, like we all are, if you who are weak sinners know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father, who's perfectly good, without any trace of wickedness in him, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So in other words, if you as parents would never respond with harm when your child asks for something good, the same thing is true for us. That when we ask God for a good thing, he never instead gives us bad. But what he gives us might not be what we asked for. Or he might withhold the good thing that we were asking for. But why? Only because God knows what's the greatest good for us, what's actually best for us. Is it really hard to understand for my friend why losing his job is actually the best for him? Absolutely. Do I understand that? No. But I'm not God. There were tons of decisions that my parents made or things that they didn't let me do when I was younger that seemed like a complete mystery to me at the time. My parents seemed like tyrants a lot of my childhood. But now I know that that's certainly not true. They're so good, and my whole childhood they did their best to give me what they thought I needed at the time. So again, what's Jesus saying? If you who are sinners give good things to your children, know how to give the good and withhold the good depending on what's best for them, how much more will our Heavenly Father? As children, are we also, we adults, going to be confused sometimes by God's will? Absolutely. Just like little children are confused by their parents' will. But what's Jesus directing us to do? To put our trust in the knowledge and love of our Heavenly Father. There was a woman a number of years ago that I was praying with as she was dying of cancer. She was in her 50s. It was a very bad, sad situation. She had a couple kids who were in their 20s. Her daughter was pregnant. They were going to have their first grandchild. She and her husband had a very loving relationship. And she was, this woman who was dying of cancer, she's really bitter. When I met her for the first time and started visiting her. But on that first encounter, we begged God for her healing. And we continued to ask God for her healing. Every time I went there, which was frequently. And I noticed over time that it really seemed like her bitterness was going away. And at the same time, she was not getting any better. If she's only getting worse physically. But I could tell that there was something going on in her heart. A lifting of the heaviness, a lifting of the anger, a lifting of that bitterness. Maybe an increase in trust in God. And by the time it came for her to pass away, she was one of the most peaceful people I've ever seen at the end of their life. Accepting death, surrendering to it, knowing that this was God's will for her, knowing that her family is going to be taken care of, knowing that she was going to be taken care of and would be going to a better place. So God didn't give her the good thing that she had been asking for, the good thing that we, a number of us, had been asking for, but he clearly gave her the Holy Spirit, which helped her to see that what God did give her was good. So she didn't get the good thing that she was asking for, but what she did get was God's own love and life, which helped her to trust him so that it changed the way that she looked at what was happening to her, and she believed that even her sickness was an act of God's love for her, and that even her eventual death was an act of God's love for her. St. Augustine says, prayer doesn't change God. God's unchangeable. What prayer does is it changes us. Makes us more willing to accept whatever God wants to give, whether it's what we want or what we didn't want. But God can help us actually to surrender and accept. So today, Jesus gives us an encouragement to pray, to ask, to not to hesitate to ask God for the things that we need. As a child with good parents does not hesitate to ask them for what that child needs. So let's do that today at this Mass. Let's ask God for what we need, because no matter what, he's going to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit to prepare our hearts for whatever it is that he's going to give us, whether it's the good thing that we desire or what we don't desire, but is his good will for us. He'll help us to accept and welcome that. So let's renew our trust and confidence in Jesus today, and especially in our Heavenly Father, our good God, who is a perfect and loving Father for us, who gives us everything that we need.